A woman whose husband has died, she would be called what?
A widow, yeah.
And a child who was born out of wedlock, whose mother and father aren't married, what would he be called? Would he be called illegitimate?
Yeah,
Would you ever call him a bastard?
yeah, I guess that's a term, but there's a sure a lot of them around anymore. When there was just a few, I used to, when I was a kid growing up, there wasn't just, that very seldom happened,
Yeah.
but now it's a common thing. And people are accepting it. Too many people are accepting it.
Yeah.
I'm not accepting it.
Yeah, me either. I was wondering if you might have a name for a noisy celebration that takes place after a wedding.
We're supposed to be at a wedding today, but we weren't up to it.
You ever hear it called a shivaree?
Well, yeah, my interpretation of a shivaree, though, would be more where they're putting on a something and getting even with the bridegroom or chivalry and wheeling them down the street or something. And
Have you ever
yeah,
seen
it would
one?
be after a, but they don't always have it, but
Do you remember those happening a lot when you were little?
yeah, some, all
Mm-hmm.
right.
Were y'all chivalried?
Well, we were supposed to be, but I fooled them.
You did.
Yeah, I didn't know the sheriff over there to watch. He came and he thought, well, he'd catch me at town. He was going to take and put me in jail, see. And he did that with a lot, but I was already on my job, by golly, up at the garage, so he didn't get to chivalry me.
So people in a chivalry would pull tricks on you, try to
Oh,
pull.
yeah.
Did you had to feed them? Would you have to give them food?
Oh, I don't know, not necessarily, I guess. All different ways, depend on what part of the country it was and what town and so forth. Somewhere where they used to put the bride in the wheelbarrow and you had to wheel her down the main street or something, you know. So, yeah.
Would you say the chivalry was a sign of approval or disapproval on the part of the
Well,
son?
I think the approval. Walking.
Did it happen right after the wedding or a couple of days after?
Well, I think maybe a few days after. But as near as possible after.
And the thing that you blow into,
Harmonica,
every
mouth harp.
mouth harp. And what comes out of that? The noise that comes out of that is called what?
Music.
Yeah. Okay.
It
And I'm wondering about a.
wouldn't be if I were blowing on it, but
Me either. The thing that children used to play on that go back and forth.
seesaw, teeter totter.
And the thing that people after they'd eaten a chicken, there was a particular part of the chicken they would hold.
Wishbone.
Yeah. And did people do that around here?
Yeah, we used to. We were growing up, I think.
Would you
Don't hear much about it anymore.
Were there other kinds of superstitions that either you had or other people had growing up that you can remember? Things that people were superstitious about?
Oh, like the black cat going across in front of you. It wasn't to me, and then walking under a ladder, and those were supposedly superstitions.
Okay.